It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review K-Pops, and no, this isn't a live-action remake of K-Pop Demon Hunters, but rather it's about rapper Anderson .Paak entering the world of K-Pop. He directs himself as BJ, a struggling musician who was a drummer in a small band but can't find the right crowd. His only recourse is to travel to South Korea to be a drummer on a Korean version of American Idol called Wildcard. And like the rapper, he is half Korean, so he should be examining on his roots down there. Reminding me of how Will Smith and his son Jaden collaborated on The Pursuit of Happiness 20 years ago, Paak and his son Sol Rashid collaborate, as BJ finds out that he has a son who is an alumni on the show, and he even helps his son find the spirit of music of both of their roots. I think so far this year, Anderson .Paak and Charlie XCX are both telling The Weeknd how to act in movies after he failed miserably in Hurry Up Tomorrow. I gave Charlie XCX the benefit of the doubt with the moment, and now I'm getting the style and charm of Paak's directorial debut. And he's generous enough to share screen time with his son and the K-pop world. And the comedy does have the rapper being mistaken for other rappers like Busta Rhymes and Donald Glover, and his son was even told that Idris Elba was his father. And you know you're guaranteed formulas of the genre of a man meeting his son for the first time, but Paak knows how to handle them. K-pop Demon Hunters deserves to be animated, as K-pop's deserves to be live action. So see it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.